Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of our love? Rolexes and Rovers, and you can't hold us down. We hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did. I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday, July the 15th, 2015. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to wrap up the series entitled The Standard. As you know, over the last 12 shows, we've been talking about the standard. The standard is simply the ideal of that there is an underlying thing or foundation that everything is built upon. Today, we want to look at that underlining theme, that underlining foundation that everything is built upon. And everything that you and I know today is built upon this standard. Now, a lot of people say that this standard is simply or basically love. I would concur or I would agree that the standard is basically at its core, at its foundation, love. But the standard can be expressed in five letters, three different ways. So we can look at GAGUT, G-A-G-U-T. We can look at your DNA, G-A-C-T-P. We can also look at the name of the Hashem, YHWHS. Now, most of the, especially the DNA and the name of God, only has four letters, but there is a missing letter. And so we talked about during this entire 12 weeks, or this entire, I keep saying 12 weeks, but this entire series, about the simplicity of the gospel. We looked at the five omnis, and one of those omnis that we broke down was the omnisimplicity. And so everything that we talk about, everything that I talk about on the surface, when you look at it, it comes across as being very complex. It comes across as being very sophisticated. It comes across as being very complex, but in essence it's not. Because at the end of the day, my brothers and sisters, when we look at it, it is basically the understanding that there is one grand or one all-encompassing unity or unifying theorem. So we talked about that, or we talk about that inside of the workbook, because the standard uses oneness, or the standard is one. We talked about that there is one faith, there is one God, there is one standard, there's one note, there's one vibration, one element, one power, one presence, one love, one system, one principle, one purpose, one mystery, and one theorem. That is oneness. And it is expressed in the area of the elements with the hydrogen atom. It expressed in chemistry with the word chemistry, which means chem, or kemetic, which means black, and history, or which means mystery. And we talked about during this series the importance of understanding the oneness of the standard, because the oneness of the standard has been eloquently stated inside of Dr. Gabriel Oyibo's work. So this concept of God that has been developed over the, wow, since the beginning of time. So if God exists everywhere, the only molecule or the only element that exists everywhere is hydrogen. And we broke that down in a previous study where we understand that hydrogen is everywhere, and it is in everything. We look at this word chemistry, which means chem, chemet, black or dark, history, which means mystery, mystery, which means mist, mist, which means water. So it is this mist story, a mist, or water story. It's a black water story. It's a dark water. So we're talking about this dark that it talks about in the book of Genesis. Then this story, everything starts to make sense, because at the foundation, at the base of this mystery, at the base of physical chemistry, at the base of molecular or mental chemistry, at the base of spiritual chemistry, there is one underlying thing that holds all of these chemistry, all of the black mystery, or the dark ether together, and that is Gagut. Now, G-A-G-U-T is what we term or call Gagut. Gagut, again, you can Google this. It comes up under Professor Gabriel Oyibo, spelled O-Y-I-B-O. Our PhD has a mathematics professor from Nigeria who came up with the God Almighty Grand Unification Theorem. And what he has discovered is the theory of everything. It is considered the holy grail of mathematics and physics. And this God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem is represented by a mathematical equation. And this mathematical equation breaks down what Einstein and all of the great minds of the universe, or the universe of the world, have been trying to understand. And Dr. Gabriel Oyibo expressed this in a mathematical formula. The DNA expresses it in a biological formula. The Hashem expresses it in a spiritual formula. That is the omnisimplistic nature of God. That is the conclusion of the standard. The first part of the standard is faith. The second part of the standard is family. The last part of the standard is finances. When we look at the three F's, we've dealt with for 12 hours the first part, which is faith. The next series, we were going to deal with the second part, which is family. And finally, we'll end up dealing with the third part, which is finances. It is this understanding, my anointed brothers and my educated sisters, that is the foundation of this existence that we have on this planned net. And if we can understand, that helps us to oscillate or vibrate on a scalar or a toroidal energy field or energy level. That simply says oneness. It just simply means that we become one. So when Torah meets the Taurus, now the Taurus is not the bull. The Taurus is the donut-shaped energy vacuum. The Torah is the Pentateuch. It is the Hashem. It is the five, or it is the original five. There's that five again. The original five Gospels. This was all when you understand and you pimp the game. Then we start to see the big picture or the foundation. We start to see the chief cornerstone instead of the capstone. That simply means, my brothers and sisters, when we look at this idea of consciousness, we must understand that what we are really looking at is the very DNA and how it is manifested in a helix formed by two rotating geometric, what they call a dodecahedron or a tetrahedron. This is just a geometrical shape. Now, when we talk about this don't want to get too much into the science aspect of it, because the foundation is simple. It is simply saying what Dr. Oyibo found out. What did Dr. Oyibo find out? Well, inside the book, The Standard, if you look on page 101, it says in simple language, Gagu, God's Almighty Grand Unification Theorem states, because a theory means it's not provable, a theorem means that it is unprovable, means that you can't prove it wrong. In other words, this is the understanding that everything in the universe, including the ether or the unified force field, all of its components, all the particles, all the atomic, all subatomic particles, all quarks, all leptons, quinones, all of these, they don't change. This means that the unified force field that we call God, some people call it thinking stuff, some people call it ether, some people call it space, call it whatever you want to call it. But it is unlabelable because it exists in the five omnis that we discussed. It is omniscient. It is omnipresent. It is omnibenevolent. It is omnisimplistic. When you look at these five omnis that exist, we see that this theorem that was established is proves that everything everywhere transforms or have a transforming process over space and time. It means, my brothers and sisters, that when you look at this theory, proves that E equals mass squared by the speed of light. And it also proves that when you take the speed of light and you square it where it becomes mass, it returns back to energy. So this equation that was broken down by Dr. Oyibo simply takes Einstein's theory to the next level. This is fifth dimensional science. It is understanding that you unify all of the dimensions or all of the fields. right now, according to science, we live in a multiverse. I posted a video on my Facebook page yesterday that talks about quantum computers. They tap into parallel universes to get their information. So now the information that is being used for computers is not just from Earth. Where are these parallel universes that exist at the same time that the Earth does, that you and I do, that they can tap into? The Bible says, Jesus says that in my Father's house there are many mansions or dimensions. If it was not so, I would not have told you. So science, Dr. Iyibo, is scientifically proven or has scientifically proven the existence of these fields, and he's unified these force fields or these fields. And all of its components and all of its particles and subatomic particles and everything that comes along with it. And this unified field represents, again, the gravitational force field. And he breaks it down into G-I-J. But there's five. So there's G-I-J-1 or G-2-I-J, which represents, okay, G-1 is the gravitational force field. G-2 is the electromagnetic force field. G-3 is the strong force field. G-4 is the weak force field. G-5 represents, again, what is called the unknown or plasma physics or the plasma force field. Now, when we look at this, only thing that this is saying is that these different force fields are different dimensions, are different levels. So when we're talking about gravitational, electromagnetic, weak, strong, plasma, we are talking about different dimensions or different levels. And so what, from a scientific point of view, hydrogen exists on these different levels. It is the element, while the remaining 114, 117 are just manipulations of this one element, meaning these other dimensions are manipulation of one. But what manipulates this one level is the same thing that manipulates the standard. It's called Lucifer. So it is the manipulation of the one that brings about the existing of the other. Let me say that again. It is the manipulation of the singular element. It is the manipulation of the singular note. It is the manipulation of the singular light. It is the manipulation of the singular frequency. It is the manipulation of the singular God produces these other illusions or elements. And if we can return back to the singularity, this is scalar technology. This is called toroidal energy. I break all this down in my book. If you return back to the source, nuclear fusion is the process through which multiple atomic particles join together to return back to the source to produce a heavier atomic particle. This is the returning back of the atoms to their original source. It's no different. We're talking about atoms. We talk about the atomic bomb, we talk about a hydrogen bomb. You can talk about God. You can talk about any element. You can talk about colors. You can talk about the electromagnetic spectrum. When light hits a prism, it fractures the light into many different colors. Starts off as only one. The Big Bang, if you want to use that term, was a fracturing and produces a multiverse. And so all we're simply saying is this Gagu is a singular equation that simply states your DNA is made up of what? Your DNA is made up of four letters. That's what they tell us. But they don't tell you about the fifth element. So the DNA is a code made up of four chemical bases, but there are five: adenine, guanine, cytosine, and thymine. So the DNA is made up of G, A, C, T, P. The fifth element is phosphorus, or phosphorus, or Lucifer. And so it is this understanding that the same letters, G A G U T, is in your DNA, but it's called something different. It's called G A C T P. And it's in the Hashem. The Hashem is made up of Yah-Heh-Vah-Heh. But it should be Shin. There's a missing S. Shin. It should be Yah-Heh-Shin-Vah-Heh. Meaning it should be Y-H-S-V or W-H. So these five letters of the name of God correlates to the five letters of the DNA, correlates to the five letters of the God, Almighty, Grand, Unification Theory, and we can go on, the five letters of the books, or the five letters of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Thomas, because Thomas is the missing Gospel, Didymus Thomas. So it is this understanding, my brothers and sisters, that at the conclusion, at the end of the day, there is a foundation by which everything starts from, and then it fractures into multiple denominations or multiple dimensions or multiple or parallel universes or multiverses. But don't get it twisted. There's only one. But there's a manipulation of the one to give the illusion of the many. This illusion is so great, everybody believes it, myself included. But we have to make sure, my brothers and sisters, that God has revealed himself through a mathematical formula that was developed by this Nigerian mathematician. And regardless of whether you like it or not, the facts, the theorem is indisputable. This is the holy grail of mathematics, and it's the holy grail of physics. I'm not a mathematician, and I'm not a physicist. But I do understand the basics, because in simple language, that guru simply states that God or everything is included when you unify the fields. Let me say it again. Everything is included when you with the unified force field theory. So any fundamental force or any particle interaction is conserved within a transformation process over space and time, which cannot be disputed by any logical process. In plain English, basically, everything is hydrogen. Plain mathematical terms, everything is a yut. In plain chromatics, because chromatics is the word for color, everything is white light or bright light. So if we return back to the one, if we return back to the source, we'll find that we have a provable truth or theorem of everything, which has no possibility of any error logically, mathematically, biologically, theologically. It all is a theorem. And this, my brothers, is when you understand the basic reality of the foundation that what this brother, Dr. Igbo, is saying from a mathematical perspective, and the same thing that I've been saying when you combine science and spirit. From a spirituality perspective, all I'm simply saying is this. What is the DNA? The DNA represents the diribonucleic acid. Emphasis on the word nucleic or new chlorine or new clay. It represents the new clay. It is the acid of the new clay. And I broke down this acid. Now, we talked about this in the last series where I revealed, explained, illuminated, and simplified Christ in you, the hope of glory. That series was called Christened. In that series, we broke down this particular liquid. And in this liquid, it carries a protein called laminin. Now, this is very important because the Hashem is the liquid. It doesn't create the liquid. It is the liquid. But thy word Hashem is God's signature inside of human bodies. It is the hidden messages or hidden message that is inside of water. God eternal within the body. That is what the word Hashem means. If you can understand God eternal within the body, you will simply be blown away at the simplicity of the gospel. What does that mean? So there is a alloric. Again, this is from the last series on Christian, inside of the living soul. So in the beginning, God created man, and he created him a living soul. So we have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7 says that Genesis chapter 2, verse 7 says, and the Lord formed man from the dust of the ground, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. So it is this living soul that have a living God who gave a living word for a living being. So this Hashem stands for Hyloric synthesis, hyloidized extracellular matrix. That is a long, fancy, biological, scientific term that was developed by a doctor from MIT who revealed this remarkable molecular pattern that I call the messianic molecule. It is a biopolymer. And we broke this down. It is a biological polymer. We broke that down in the last series. And it uses what is called hydroimaging or hydroimages. That's why the Bible says that you should have no graven image before you, because this is the foundation. This is the word of God. This is proof. This is evidence. This is the hidden message in the water, the mist story. But it is dark, which represents hidden. So black magic represents chemistry, or it represents that hidden water story. There is a hidden water story. That's the foundation. This hidden water story is inside of you, and it is inside of you in the form of the Hashem. And this Hashem, again, is only seen under a microscope. This is evidence of God eternal within the body. This is the hidden message that is found inside of what is called, again, biomolecules that form hydro images of the biblical story. So this hyloric, called a hydro image, according to science, it is the Hashem. It is the biological Hashem. So we have a biological Hashem, and we have a spiritual Hashem. That is why I created the Eagles Club, which stands for Eagle Advancing, Godly Living, and Economics, scripturally and scientifically, because I have a biological Hashem, and I have a spiritual Hashem. It is my prayer that you understand Genesis 3:15, because Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father forever, making it. Intercessions for us, and he's inside of you in the form of hyaluronic acid. And there is a laminin molecule that spins. It is the spinning of this molecule that the Luciferians try to emulate when they use spinning circles. So in order to create a demonic portal, you need the triangle of Solomon, and you need a spinning circle. In order to create the Holy of Holies, you need a pattern, because patterns are power. So you need this hyaluronic acid, and you need laminin. This, my brothers and sisters, is proof that of Christ or Yahushua as the light. This is, again, there are slides, there's so much more information that proves biologically the existence of the Gospels or the Christ or the Hashem that is represented by this hyaluronic acid that is inside of the body. This is, again, the messianic molecule. This blows away all theory, because now we have a theorem to show biologically that the theology of God is true. And what it says in Colossians, when it says Christ in all, in Colossians 3:12, where it breaks it out, all things consist or exist in Christ. That is what this laminin represents. That is the biological, again, we got the scriptural, but this is the biological, this is the science aspect of it for the people that need it. Most of them don't. This is the standard, because this breaks down and it shows the infra building box, and laminin is the rebar, if you want to use that term, that holds everything together. Laminin is a molecule that's in the shape of a cross. So the attributes, everything that takes place inside of the church takes place inside of the body. Everything that takes place inside of the Word of God takes place inside of your body. That is why the body is called the temple of God. Brothers and sisters, this was, again, a remarkable study for me on the first F of the three F's that make up what I call the standard for me. Everybody has a different way of explaining it. This is the best way that I know how to explain it, is to take these three attributes, these three elements, faith, everything else that you do. If you got that as your foundation, then you can build. If you build your house on a sure foundation, the chief cornerstone, not the capstone, that's what this represents. This is the chief cornerstone. This is the standard. This is the thing that supports everything else. If you do anything, you must have faith. You must have family, and you must have finances. To be successful, to grow spiritward, you must have faith. You must have family. You must have finances. So the next, we'll take some time off. We'll get ready for the next series. Next series, we're going to break down the family. This is going to be a big one. It's going to be another 12-hour series, another workbook to encompass that. I'm also, I'm busy doing Dear Canary reports, because I am focused on being effective. I'm doing my 101 Clarinomics mentorship program. I'm launching that. I want to get that started hopefully by July the 22nd. If you have any questions about that, please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. I had two or three people, and now we're trying to push it up to 20, because the goal is to make sure that everybody is oscillating and vibrating in their area of giftedness. You should master your space. You should master your space, not mine, yours. My job, my name is Betaziah. It is my job to build the temple so that way it can house, so that way you can contain, so that way you don't self-destruct when God downloads his spirit into you, or when he activates the download that is already in you. Most people are overwhelmed, just like I was, when I realized this is what I am called and gifted by God to do. So I suffered and still suffer from a lack of self-esteem. Men cheat. Men and women cheat. That means spiritual adultery or physical adultery, because of lack of self-worth. That means either you are ignorant of your purpose, or you know your purpose, but you refuse to accept it. That is the only reason people go outside of their self to get validated by someone else. When you refuse to accept the validation from God, you must seek validation from outside of yourself. It is that need to be seen, that need to be heard, that need to be validated by someone outside of you. That is the kiss of death, because God has given you everything that you need for life and godliness. You are a lighthouse. People are drawn to you. You should not go chase anyone. You should stand, and having done all, stand on the standard. Stand on the standard, my brother. no matter what comes, no matter what the bank account says, no matter what the doctor says, no matter what happens around you, stand. And having done all, remain standing. The word standard means to stand hard, to stand firm, to stand consistently. I haven't been doing a good job of it. That is why I did the series. Brothers and sisters, I want to thank you so much for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah.